Welcome to PharmaPulse, a pharmaceutical commerce podcast where we bring you the latest insights shaping patient access, supply chain logistics, data and tech, and healthcare innovation. I'm your host, and today we're looking at a new FDA approval in rare disease, fresh evidence on the impact of Rx to OTC drug switches, and regulatory changes for biosimilars. The FDA has approved Sanofi's Wayrils for the treatment of persistent or chronic immune thrombocytopenia in adults. This rare autoimmune condition can lead to dangerously low platelet counts and increased bleeding risk. Wayrils provides a new option for patients who have had limited therapies available, strengthening Sanofi's position in hematology while addressing a significant unmet medical need. A recent review shows that the switch of triptans from prescription to over-the-counter availability has had a positive public health impact. The move has improved access to treatment for migraine sufferers, reduced the burden on healthcare providers, and supported earlier intervention for patients experiencing attacks. Experts say this example could pave the way for additional Rx to OTC switches in other therapeutic areas, especially where safe self-management is possible. Lastly, in a major regulatory shift, the FDA will waive the requirement for standalone clinical efficacy studies in most applications for monoclonal antibody biosimilars. The agency says that advances in analytics and pharmacokinetic data can adequately demonstrate similarity to reference products. This change is expected to streamline approvals, lower development costs, and accelerate patient access to more affordable biologics. From expanding treatment options in rare disease to improved access through OTC switches and faster biosimilar pathways, these updates show how regulation and innovation continue to reshape pharma. That's it for this episode of Pharma Pulse. For more insights on trends transforming pharmaceutical access and care delivery, visit pharmaceuticalcommerce.com. Thanks for listening. Until next time, stay well and stay informed.